The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This weekend we celebrate All Saints Sunday. Actually, All Saints Day happened on November 1st. But since you have two holidays right back to back, you have Reformation Day on October 31st and you have All Saints Day on November 1st. The weekend before is Reformation Sunday. The weekend after then is All Saints Sunday. It used to be that people would celebrate actually on All Saints Day. It was a very big holiday. It was a special worship service, and people would flock to the churches on All Saints Day. And it was because of that, Martin Luther knew that people would be coming to church on that All Saints Day, that he posted his 95 theses on the door to the church on October 31st, so that next morning people would come and they would see all these points of debate then. So, in a sense, All Saints Day is tied to Reformation Day. It's tied that way, but it's also tied in other ways as well, too. But today we do celebrate All Saints Sunday. And as we think about that, you may think about, who are the saints? And several may come to mind, maybe the apostles like St. Matthew or St. Peter or St. Thomas, St. Andrew, St. Bartholomew. But Jesus didn't call his disciples together in order to give them the title of saint. He called them together so that he could teach them, so that he could instruct them, so that they can continue on with his work. And that's what happened. On the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they went out and they proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ. And because of that, the message spread throughout the world. But there's also some other saints. Some of those other people maybe in the New Testament, like St. Paul, or maybe St. Luke. Some of the others that were responsible for writing some of the scripture that we have in our New Testament. And they too became church leaders of that early church. But then other saints may come to mind too, those who have titles of saints like St. Francis of Assisi, St. Augustine, maybe St. Joan of Arc, people who aren't in the Bible. Are they also saints? Well, the Roman Catholic Church has certain criteria in order to be canonized to become a saint. You have to do mighty acts of love or charity, or you have to be bold in your faith. You have to do extraordinary things. and have miracles attributed to you, they have a list of criteria in order to be canonized to become a saint. But that's not necessarily our understanding of what it means to be a saint. To be a saint means to believe in Jesus Christ and to be baptized. It's because of what God has done for us that we are made saints. It was through that cross and that resurrection that Jesus took our sins, He took our guilt, He died with those, and He rose again to new life. He made us worthy to enter into the kingdom of God. He made us worthy to give us that promise of eternal life. He made us worthy before God. And because we are worthy through Jesus Christ, we are called saints. Now try that on for a minute. We have Saint Beverly over here playing our organist for us this morning. You've got Saint Lane down here who's been lighting our candles for us this morning. You've got Saint Jean here on the front row. You've got Saint Clark back there in the back. Try it on. That feels pretty good to be called saint. Or we have Saint Hans over here assisting with worship. And maybe you can use that title rather than vicar now. But we are made saints by what Jesus Christ has done for us. It is because of His act of love and mercy that we are called saints and we are made acceptable. We are made holy before God. And so now we are the living saints here on this earth. And because we are the living saints on this earth, we can act like the saints. Many of those famous saints, they did wondrous things. Many times they actually changed the tide of the world. They influenced hundreds, thousands of people. Maybe not only in their time, but throughout the centuries. We may think of these saints as being something other than human. But actually, they were ordinary, plain people. Think about it. Saint Peter was a fisherman. Saint Joseph was a carpenter. Saint Joan of Arc was the daughter of a farmer. They were common, everyday people. Yet God called them to a particular service or put them in a particular circumstance. Many times, people didn't know that they had it within them until an event happened. And maybe they got caught up in some world event. But yet, they were able to hold strong to their faith. And because of that, they are remembered as the saints of the church. You too are given the same thing that those saints have. It is through your baptism that you are tied to that cross and resurrection. You are made saints. But it's through the Holy Spirit then that the Spirit continues to guide each and every one of us in our everyday lives. Each and every day, you have options in your life. You have decisions to make from day to day. And as we cling to our faith, as we hold true to the Scriptures, that affects how we make our decisions, what options that we pick in our lives, how we conduct our business, how we treat other people, and how we are in relationship with God and with each other. And that's simply what it means to be a saint, is to hold true to that faith, to continue to hold true to that faith. And it's not always easy. I mean, if you look at the gospel lesson this morning, Luke records this Sermon on the Plain that Jesus speaks, and it gives a clue of what it means to act like a saint. And it's not easy. Look at some of these things. Love your enemies. Who loves their enemies? That's hard to do. Do good to those who hate you. Why would you want to do good to those people? They hate you. But yet, we still are to do good. Bless those who curse you. What's the first thing you do when somebody curses you? You want to curse them right back. It's not easy continuing to live in faith. It's not easy to be a saint. And the list goes on. Do unto others what you would have them do to you. Who else in this world is going to be a saint? Who else in the world is going to love their enemies or do good to those who hate you? It is Christians. We are called to be saints, to be different. And in that sense, we are extraordinary because of what God has done for us and how God continues to lead us through His Spirit. We can do extraordinary things. It may not affect the whole world, but it can affect the people around you, your family, your neighbors, and yourself as well too. As you cling to that faith, as you hold on to that faith, as you believe in Jesus Christ. God has called us His saints. We are the saints living now here on this earth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.